Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture. Hi there, my name is Kylie Walczak, a host here with Pedaling the Pueblo. We're bringing 2018 to a close together, and we thought we'd do something a little different for this last episode of the year. I want to tell you a story about my good friend and neighbor, Wes. Wes is a teacher at a public school, and about this time last year, he decided his New Year's resolution would be to get more civically engaged. Over the course of the year, he became instrumental in the organizing efforts of Arizona's public school teachers, which led to a strike at the end of April, collecting tens of thousands of signatures to get the Invest in Ed initiative on the ballot, and electing pro-public education candidates, including a public school teacher for superintendent of public instruction this year. What does this have to do with riding a bicycle? Maybe you've been thinking about how to get more involved in local issues, and like my friend Wes, you want to become more civically active. It's an off-election year, though we will be electing a new mayor and council members in the city of Tucson, but there are many efforts working their way through the system that will quickly and noticeably improve Tucson's all ages and abilities mobility network, and there are many ways to get involved. I'm going to run through some of the different opportunities right now, and we'll list more information on the kxci.org website, including all the contact information and links that I mentioned. Access to a safe, reliable, convenient, and connected transportation system that doesn't also destroy our environment, degrade our air quality, exacerbate economic and racial inequities, or require ownership of a personal vehicle to participate in the economy is a human right and an issue that affects every single one of us, whether we recognize it or not. You have many opportunities to get involved in this issue in 2019 and beyond. Here's some of them. Prop 407, Tucson's Parks and Connectivity Bond, passed in November with 57% of the vote. A bond oversight committee is forming to ensure efficiency and accountability in the implementation process, and the City of Tucson is seeking members of the public to serve on this committee. There is a link at kxci.org to reach the application, or you can contact Ann Chineka at the Office of the City Manager at ann.chineka@tucsonaz.gov. Applications for this committee are due January 9th, 2019. There are also open seats that need to be filled on the city's Pedestrian Advisory Committee and the Tucson Pima County Bicycle Advisory Committee. These committees meet monthly and are tasked with advising and consulting with city and county government officials on issues specific to pedestrian and bicycle safety, access, and policy. To find out more about the open seats and for more information on how to apply, contact Krista Hansen at Krista, Hansen, Hansen, at tucsonaz.gov, and you can find links with more information, again, at kxci.org. The City of Tucson is preparing to adopt a complete streets policy in January, which is an overarching policy shift that will require Tucson's Department of Transportation and other departments to prioritize people first in design and retrofit of our transportation network. This means looking at sidewalk repair, construction, connectivity, and access for people with disabilities, as well as a connected, low-stress bike network that gives people alternatives to riding on busy streets, while ensuring safe access to destinations located along those busy streets is possible. It will also require safer, lower speed limits wherever possible as an important way to address our unacceptably high rates of traffic deaths. You are invited to review the policy and make comments until January 11th by viewing the policy online. The link will be listed at kxci.org, or you can stop by the Public Works Building at 201 North Stone Avenue on the 6th floor and view the paper copy of the policy and provide your input there. You are also invited to attend the Mayor and Council meeting on this issue on January 23rd, where the policy will be discussed. Speaking as someone who has been involved in these issues for nearly a decade and has served on many of these committees, I can say that serving on one of these committees is a good opportunity to learn more about how our government works and to make a real difference in shifting the priorities and focus of our transportation system. So if you've been meaning to get more involved, consider this your invitation. Thanks for listening to Pedaling the Pueblo. Remember, content is listener-driven, so if you have a question or issue you'd like to discuss, contact us at ptp@kxci.org or on our Facebook page, Pedaling the Pueblo, and let us know. Happy holidays to you all, and Happy New Year.